Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Happy Friday to you. I don't know where you live. I don't know what you're doing, but thank you for being here. I'll be here for the next 3 hours. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. You can always listen to this show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 375, and a smart speaker, if you have one, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we've already talked about a lot. We've gone through some of the unfortunate injuries in the NFL right now. Lamar Jackson officially out this Sunday against the Texans. We saw what took place last night. Brock Purdy's still out. Mac Jones helping the Niners go out there and beat the Rams. Yankees had a great showing last night. Cam Schlittler striking out 12 guys in 8 innings, sending the Red Sox home. And man, we got more baseball tomorrow. Man, we got the Phillies and the Dodgers. Hey, how about this? In 20 minutes, we're going to be joined by Nick Hamilton, Nightcast Media on SiriusXM. He's going to come through. He's based in L.A. That's my guy. We're going to talk about the Dodgers. They going to knock off these Phillies? Do they have enough bullpen depth? Do they have enough converted starters coming out the bullpen? Well, we're going to have this chat with Nick Hamilton in about 20 minutes. We'll get into more of the divisional round games as well. It's good to know. More NFL. We got Kathy Engelbert. How about this? Commissioner, WNBA, she's getting ready to speak to the media. She has been beat to shreds in the court of public opinion and by her own players, Nafisa Collier. I wonder what her response is going to be. We'll hear from her later in the show. Lane Kiffin complaining about NIL. What else is new? And so we got so much more as we continue on. And we got Ron Blum, who's going to join us, covers baseball for the Associated Press. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Man, we've discussed a lot of the unfortunate injuries and guys who are not going to be available. I told you Lamar Jackson, he gone. We're not going to see him. He's out with that hamstring issue. This is his first game out. We don't know how long it's going to take, because if you start screwing around with a hamstring, you come back too soon, man, you're back for a minute and then you're out for a month. The first hamstring that came to my mind was Zion Williamson's hamstring. We know he's fat and out of shape. Not anymore, at least. He was playing in Australia this morning in a preseason game. Pelicans were taking on some team. Don't ask me who it was. Botcher, do you know where they were? What is it, Perth or Melbourne? Melbourne, I think.
I'm going to be completely honest with you. I had zero clue that there was a preseason game even happening today. I knew the Abu Dhabi game happened with the Knicks, but I had zero. I repeat, zero clue there was a game going on.
Well, they're playing in Australia. It was like 5 a.m. Eastern time. Complete opposite end of the world. I don't fault you for that one.
You think they'd like promote that?
Who promote what?
The NBA promoting, you know, a preseason game that's out of country.
You don't think they would? It took place at 5 a.m. Eastern time. It was 2 a.m. on the West Coast. Who's watching that?
That's true. But I didn't see any highlights. And to be fair, I saw
highlights of Zion Williamson is cutting between three guys and going to the basket.
Yeah, I just looked it up. They didn't even play an NBA team. They played Melbourne United.
Yeah, didn't I just say that? I was asking.
I thought you said that they're playing in Melbourne.
That's the team, Melbourne, yes.
Yeah, but I thought they'd be like, so like the Knicks played the Sixers in Abu Dhabi. I thought they'd be bringing a second team to Australia.
No. Batra, you know, you've never seen an NBA team play a team from a different league?
No, I have, but I thought maybe if the team is traveling out of country, they just, instead of, because usually they fly to America.
No, not all the time. We've had teams that have flown to Israel and played basketball games out there, okay? Maccabi Tel Aviv, it's not always that they play two NBA teams. It's an exhibition to get these guys warmed up and to promote the game. It's not so much about promoting Zion in Melbourne at 5 a.m. or 2 a.m. Pacific time. It's more so about promoting the game overseas. Everything isn't about you, Botcher.
I know. But either way, I had no idea.
Well, you saw the two highlights. Zion had an alley-oop, and then Zion also cut three guys and went to the basket with no problem. So he looks good. He does look good. I saw Zion signing autographs in the back of the arena. He had his shirt off, and he looked good. The last time he had his shirt off, he was on social media getting a tattoo, and he did not look good. He was fat, and I'm saying to myself, if you fat and you know you fat and you're criticized for being fat, you really just don't care about being fat. Well, today he looked good. And so let's see if Zion could last the season, because when he was fat, yeah, that hamstring was killing him. Yeah, I don't think Lamar Jackson is going to be out the next bunch of years like Zion was. Good luck to Lamar in his return. And I know somebody who's sick of it. It's John Harbaugh. Listen to John Harbaugh on Lamar.
Yeah, I'm just not going to comment on any of that. Like, I know what you're saying. It's like, if I talk about Lamar, then it's going to be the next guy and the next guy. And it's just kind of all injury report related. Cooper's had a great week of practice. I don't think Tyler had an incompletion today. You know, I mean, he was really good today, had a great day today. And so if it's those two guys, then they'll be ready to roll. Our offense will be ready to go. But just all the talk, you know, the injury stuff, it's not that I don't want to put it out there. It's just, it's too many guys even to talk about.
It's old Kyle Hamilton also. He ain't practice. That man did not practice. Yeah, good luck against Houston. Houston may actually pick up another victory over the course of the season. Yeah, I wish we saw Lamar. I mean, they whooped him last year in the postseason, but not this go around. Hey, this is a good matchup that I'm looking forward to. We got the Denver Broncos taking on the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are 4-1. We know Denver is 2-2. They're still trying to get that offense together with that defense. Last year, one of the best in the entire NFL. And for whatever reason, people are always complaining about the Eagles. A.J. Brown wants the ball. Jalen Hurts doesn't move the ball enough throughout the air. And all the wins don't mean squat diddly nothing, okay? And if the Denver Broncos win this game, people is going to start looking at them a little bit different. Patrick Surtain, your defending defensive player, or reigning defensive player of the year, I should say, he talked about what a win would mean for the Denver Broncos over these champion Eagles.
We could prove a lot to ourselves. You know, we could gain a lot from this game and also lose a lot, knowing the magnitude of it. But, you know, it's another opponent. You know, obviously, they coming off a Super Bowl.
Yeah, well, coming off a Super Bowl. Yeah, Super Bowl victory. Nick Sirianni having to put out fires even though his team is 4-0. Nick Sirianni is always good for an interesting quote or two or three. Listen to what he had to say to his team as they get ready to take on the Broncos.
We just really talked about the process. You know, sometimes I'll share the message, sometimes I won't, but we just talked about the process. And, you know, the process is what produces results. And just being completely locked into the process where, you know, when you know, I kind of correlate it to somebody shooting a free throw, right?
What?
Yeah, he went on for like another minute after that.
What? About free throws? About locking into free throws?
Basically, he was like, in the quickest way to summarize it without sounding stupid, It's, you know how a player has like a routine before they shoot the free throw?
Yeah, Giannis takes 25 seconds longer than he's allowed to.
Basically, he says they need to build up that process of 1-2, then play. It's just a bad metaphor.
Yeah, let's listen to somebody who actually can put a coherent sentence together. Saquon, you got a wide receiver in your building, A.J. Brown. He wants the ball. You guys are winning. He's trying to be a pain in the ass, and he's a distraction. How do you fix this, Saquon?
It's never frustration. It's part of the game. Like, you know, like every year is not going to be like how I had last year. It shouldn't be like that. Football's not easy. Football's hard. It's a tough sport, and you're going against a lot of talented players. But it's something that, like, you got to love. You know? Just as much as you love rushing for 200 yards and scoring 3 touchdowns, you have to enjoy your process when things are going the way you want it to go.
Yeah, Saquon, ooh, he's frustrated too, I guess. He hasn't had a 100-yard rushing game yet. I wonder why. Because they're looking at him like, you ain't getting 2,000 yards on us, man. We don't need this. Last game against Tampa, 43 yards rushing. This season, Saquon only 237 yards on the ground, 3 touchdowns as well. Hey, guess what? Let me check again. Are the Eagles still undefeated? Yes, they are. And people are going to find something to complain about. Just get over it, okay? I'm looking forward to that one. That's an early game. I can't believe that's in an early slot. Well, I know what's at nighttime. You got Stephon Diggs, Buffalo Bills. I'm expecting the Bills to take care of the Patriots, but everybody's going to talk about Stephon Diggs. Okay, Josh Allen, the reigning MVP of the NFL. He didn't have a lot to say about his return. Listen to this.
I mean, we played him last year, so I don't think it's anything super crazy, but obviously being back in Buffalo, who knows if the emotions are going to be heightened for him or for the fans or whatever it is, but we're just going to go out there and try to perform the best we can.
Oh, that's the quarterback, right? Not making silly jokes, not being stupid, making all the sense in the world. What about Deion Dawkins? He got a little bit more of a personality, outgoing personality, than Josh Allen. What did Deion have to say about Stephon Diggs returning?
This is year 2 without Diggs. So it's not like the world is going to make it like the return of Diggs again. But Diggs is our brother. Diggs is our teammate. Like, Diggs is one of us. And we're a part of his journey just as well as he's a part of ours. He's helped us win a lot of games. And he's been through the struggles of the 13th second game and right? And like all that stuff, like Diggs was here. We love Diggs, right? To the world, they look at it as, you know, entertainment of his, you know, personal life, but he's a guy and we love him as a football player and as a person. So, we expect Diggs to come in here and do what Diggs does well, and that's just be the star and the great receiver that he is.
He's one of us, but he didn't want to be there no more. Is he really one of y'all? He's an NFL player. That's a select group. He's a star. His star is kind of dimmed a little bit with some of the injuries and the theatrics, wanting out of Buffalo, wanting the football. Nothing wrong with that, but at least still be good enough to get it. He's not one of y'all anymore, Deion. He's not one of y'all. He wanted to leave. How does Diggs feel about his return to Buffalo? He had a short response to this one.
It's going to be a little bit emotional. I try to keep the main thing, but it's my first time back there. You know, it's going to be a hell of an atmosphere. I was a part of that for a long time. I played there before I got there, so I'm excited.
Yeah, the only thing to look forward to is whether or not he gets a touchdown. That's it. Is he going to have a touchdown? What is he going to do to celebrate? Is he going to wave to the fans? Are they going to boo the living hell out of him? Is he going to jump around like an idiot? We'll see what happens. Drake May will have to go out there and get him the ball. Mike Vrabel, he loves his young quarterback. Listen to Mike Vrabel talk about the opportunity here.
If you want to get to where you want to get to, I think you certainly better enjoy it. Better enjoy playing in primetime games. And that's something that, you know, we're trying to prepare for right now.
Yeah, I love a good primetime game, okay? That's the Sunday night matchup. How about America's, damn it, which one? Hey, Boccia, You can't have two America's games of the week, right? You can't have two. I know.
Yeah, no, there's only one, and it's usually the Fox one, right?
Well, there's two games on Fox. By process of elimination, I'm going to guess that Detroit and Cincinnati is not going to be the game of the week, right? Tom Brady's not calling that game.
If Joe Burrow was healthy, he might have been. Is there a way to flex it out?
Ooh. Yeah, why not? Why not, right? Come on. We got Washington and L.A. Does America want to see Washington and L.A., or do they want to see Detroit and Cincinnati?
Washington.
Who wants to see Jake Browning throw interceptions? Nobody.
But they also really do love Jared Goff and the Lions.
But we need a decent game. And then you got Jaden Daniels who's back. Okay, you got Los Angeles. This game is in Cincinnati. It's Tom Brady. If they went to Tom Brady and said, hey, Tom, you want to call this game in Cincinnati, you want to go to L.A., what you think he's choosing?
He's going the L.A. game.
And then you got Jaden Daniels back as well. Come on. This is going to be a good one. This has to be America's game of the week. Tom Brady has to be sitting around calling this one. Jaden Daniels is coming back. This is great. And no more Marcus Mariota. They went 1-1. And then you got the Chargers who just lost to Jackson Dart. They're trying to bounce back. Jaden Daniels, he's happy to be here. He says, of course, L.A. is itching for a win after that out.
They're coming off a bad taste in their mouth, too, so we know we're going to get their best game, and they're going back home. You know, we're going on the road, so we haven't played the best on the road, so kind of just focus on ourselves and go out there having fun and, you know, cutting it loose.
And we know Justin Herbert is going to go out there. This game might be a shootout, but Jim Harbaugh, coach of the Chargers, even he has some high opinions on the return of Jaden Daniels.
He's a great player. He's at all facets of quarterback play, you know, really, really, really good. Dual threat or just great, really good threat, you know. A lot of respect for him.
Get that man some coffee. At least he didn't say anything about seeing God or being born or, you know, football is like having eight babies. He didn't say anything wild like that. So let's give Mr. Harbaugh some credit on that one. Jim is a wild dude. Okay. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chargers won. The Commanders really might fall to 2-3. Let's see. That's going to be a great game to watch. I think the Chargers will end up winning. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, every time I talk about the Chargers, I still want to call them the San Diego Chargers. We know they are in Los Angeles, but I think a lot of people have their focus elsewhere in L.A. Tomorrow, we got the Dodgers, and then we also got the Phillies. Yeah, we've moved on to the divisional round of the postseason. To talk about this matchup between the Phillies and the Dodgers, we're going to have a conversation with Nick Hamilton from Nightcast Media. You can catch him on Sirius XM. We'll get his thoughts on the Dodgers. Are they prepared? Are they healthy? Is the bullpen going to screw them up? We know they got the offense. Do they got the rest of it to overcome the Phillies? We'll have that conversation with Nick Hamilton on the other side of the break. You're locked in. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And we talked a lot of football. We talked about the New York Yankees moving on, knocking off the Sox. But the team that won a World Series last year that beat the Yankees, they had no problem getting rid of the Reds. Well, now they get ready to take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Game one takes place tomorrow in Philly. Can't wait to see how this one plays out. I was hoping that this was going to be at the championship round. Joining us right now is someone in L.A. Covers all things L.A. sports, but we're going to talk some Dodgers at this point in time right now. His name is Nick Hamilton. You can catch him covering all things, hosting on Nightcast Media, Sirius XM. It's my main man. Nick, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, JR. How you doing, man?
Listen, I got nothing to complain about. I'm living, I'm breathing. Here I am.
Hey, I hear that, man, and I agree with you. This series is about a series too early. I agree with you on that, man. This is going to be a great series.
Well, we know about the Dodgers. We know about the payroll. We know about the players. We know the names. We got Shohei Ohtani on the mound tomorrow in Philadelphia. What are you expecting overall in this series?
It's going to be interesting because I think these teams are evenly matched to a degree. I think the only advantage is the fact that the Phillies could take advantage of the Dodgers' bullpen woes because the Dodgers have struggled in the bullpen, especially in the series against the Reds. They've struggled down the stretch when it comes to certain bullpen moves. So that's going to be interesting to see how the Dodgers and Dave Roberts try to fix that situation, at least correct it enough where it doesn't damage them and ultimately not achieve their goal, which is getting to the NLCS. So that's going to be interesting. When you look at, you know, the Phillies have been great against righties, but they struggled against lefties. And it's almost opposite for the Dodgers. They struggled against lefties, but been successful against righties. So this is going to be a really great series. I expect this series to go at least five.
Well, when you talk about the bullpen, we've gone through so many pitchers that the Dodgers have on staff, and we know that they've had to deal with injuries throughout the course of the year. Is it too difficult to move some of these guys into the bullpen, a role that they may not be all that comfortable in? Are the Dodgers screwed in that regard?
I wouldn't say they're screwed, but it's definitely a challenge because when you look at, you know, your bullpen guys, you pretty much have guys that you know that you can count on, you can rely on, or at least you think you can. But don't expect Dave Roberts not to make some type of changes. I mean, hey, we may see a Clayton Kershaw middle relief. We may see, you know, different guys that were probably starters or at least closers come in at some point and mix up the rotation. So I think Dave Roberts is going to play this as strategic as he can. As long as his bats are hot, his starting pitching is on point like a decimal, I don't see any issues. I think they can pretty much try to maintain the bleeding, as it were, as they get through inning 6, 7, 8 and up until 9.
Nick Hamilton is here with us from Nightcast Media in Los Angeles. The Dodgers won 93 games again. The Dodgers spending all this money. The Dodgers out here getting close to another World Series. I mean, outside of the bullpen issues, what's your analysis of this season? Is it just, hey, we won a bunch of games even though we dealt with injuries?
I think so. And I think part of that too is just when I spoke with Mookie Betts after they clinched their place in the NLDS, I just asked him about just the mental fortitude and how they were able to overcome certain things. And he said, man, we've gone through rock bottom. So there's nothing that we feel we can't accomplish because we've gone through hellfire and brimstone already. So anything that comes our way, we know how to handle it. We've been through it, whether that's on at the plate, whether that's on the mound, whether that's in the outfield, the infield. I think this Dodger team is just focused on taking one game at a time. They're not looking too far ahead, which I think is very smart. And they understand that the Phillies are a dynamic opponent, and they're going to have to bring their A game, and their bats are going to have to be flaming hot like a bag of Cheetos if they're going to have any type of success, especially starting out on the road and possibly trying to close this series out on the road if it goes five.
Well, Nick, you mentioned Clayton Kershaw. We know a couple of weeks ago he said, hey, this is it for me. I'm going home to Dallas. I'm going to call it a day. Has the team, have we heard anything about, hey, we got to win another one for him on the way out the building?
Oh, definitely. I think that's one of their goals. They would love to have, you know, Clayton Kershaw be a part of another world championship. You know how instrumental he was in 2020. Obviously dealt with some injuries the last couple of years. And then going out on his own terms, a player that has been with the organization since he was called up until current, which is, you know, really unprecedented these days when you look at just how, like you mentioned, you know, contracts and big time spending and so forth. And he maintained his stability with the Dodgers organization. So I think a lot of players, they only not want to win for themselves, but they really want to win another one for Clayton Kershaw, because this is a very tight knit group inside that clubhouse. They do play for one another.
Oh, that's good. So there's no beef in that. Oh, everybody's making all this money. I know the biggest stars are Japanese. It's everybody loves each other in there.
Well, I think they look at the bigger mission. Look, man, we ain't got to be, you know, sing kumbaya every night, but I think they do. They're professionals, and they do have a great relationship. I mean, when you look at times where they've gone out to, with one another to, you know, different players, events, obviously these players have various charitable organizations that they've started and continue to develop, and a lot of players come out and support one another, which is a beautiful thing to see. And I think that builds chemistry and camaraderie, because these guys have been together for the most part. Most of them have been together for quite some time, and so I think you build a certain level of rapport, and you want to win at all costs. And sometimes you put your personal egos to the side and you go for what you know, which is, hey, man, we want that crown. We want to bring that championship back to Los Angeles, not just for themselves, but for the fan base as well. They want another parade down Figueroa.
Nick Hamilton is here with us from Nightcast Media in Los Angeles. You can catch him on SiriusXM. I got to ask you about Shohei Ohtani. Like, he's like a ghost. He's a mystery. He doesn't really speak. He doesn't say anything. Is he a human being? Is he a robot? Has he told you a joke? Like, what the heck is this guy's deal? You don't even see photos of him outside.
Oh, yeah. You rarely see photos of outside of Dodger Stadium. But listen, Shohei Ohtani is the real deal. He is kind of guarded. I think the people around him kind of guard him as well. You know, for whatever reason, but Shohei, you know, he loves the fan base. I mean, I call him the LeBron James of baseball, and he's built like LeBron, maybe a few inches shorter, but I mean, he's got that big build. He has a larger than life presence, that smile that he flashes, whether it's to the Japanese fans or Japanese media, or even just regular fans, American fans. I mean, people love it. He goes out, he gives it his all. He's a, you know, top notch superstar. Instrumental in winning a championship in Los Angeles, his first championship, possibly of many. He is a huge presence, and Shohei Ohtani brings life. He brings excitement. And listen, I think he's getting accustomed to L.A. a lot more than people think.
Okay. So, okay. I was just saying, is a guy a robot? Is he a robot?
Nah, I thought so, too, when he first got here. But you know, when you're around him a little bit more and you're kind of able to watch him, you know, when he's at the ballpark and you kind of watch him on the Jumbotron when he's doing little commercials and things like that. This kid is an international superstar. No question. Baseball should be thanking the baseball guys that they found this level of talent. And, I mean, it's not just him, but I mean, since we're talking about him, I mean, he's definitely a force to be reckoned with.
How sustained? The Dodgers are trying to go back to back. How sustainable is this into the future? You got Shohei. I know his money's deferred, but he's going to be around for the next, what, seven years after this. You bring in Yamamoto. Freddie Freeman is not going to play forever, but he's still in his prime. Mookie Betts, the same here. But when you're spending this much money, are they going to be around just for a long time?
I think they'll be around as long as they need to be. I think, I mean, and you also have to add Tommy Edman, who's coming along. You have to, you know, they have some pitching. This team is built to win championships. They have a terrific front office that knows what it takes to win. They know how to wield and deal. I think Dave Roberts is the right manager for this ball club. I know at times years ago, people were calling for his job. People were calling for his head, making sure his key card no longer works. But then as soon as he starts to win championships, the tide has turned and people are a little more accepting of Dave Roberts. They still question some of his moves, especially throughout the season at times, and even sometimes in the playoffs. But Dave Roberts has been proven that he's a winner. He knows what it takes to win. And at times he will be unconventional, as we've seen in championship moments in times before. So I wouldn't take Dave Roberts lightly. As long as Dave Roberts is there, you're going to see Shohei, like you said, Freddie. Mookie is really coming along strong. Like I said, Tommy Edman. Hopefully they can get Will Smith back at some point. Kike Hernandez, who's a fan favorite, who's the energizer bunny in the clubhouse. So you know, they got some talent over there, and I got some young talent on the rise as well.
Well, Nick, let's think about tomorrow, the next week, maybe the next couple of weeks. Do you think these Dodgers will beat Philadelphia? Will you think they ultimately win another championship?
It's tough, man. I think it's going to be their toughest series in this playoff run. It's going to go I think it's going to go five games. It's funny because the Phillies, the two times they played each other, they've taken two out of three in the series. But again, both teams have been solid at home. So I think it could come down to a fifth and deciding game if the Dodgers, you know, bullpen is on point, or at least they start rotating guys into that bullpen besides the starters. The bats are good. They're taking their time. They're getting their own base percentage up high. This team can definitely go to back to the World Series because I believe the winner of this series will represent the National League in the World Series.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, look, I'm not going to argue with you on that one. We know they're certainly capable. Nick, tell everybody where they can follow you, everything you do at Nightcast, just you, period. Fill us in.
Hey, man, well, you guys can follow me on Twitter at NickHamilton213, on Instagram at The NH Experience, and also follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, at Nightcast Media. That's NITECASTNEDIA, NightcastMedia.com. We do sports, entertainment. I mean, hey, we got some great college football coming up. Well, we're in the midst of it, I should say. We're in the midst of NFL season. We got award season coming up on the entertainment side, so all the award shows are coming. It's just going to be a great, great year to finish out and heading into the 2026 year.
Yeah, good stuff. I got to see you in L.A. soon, Nick. When's the last time I saw you, man?
Man, it's been too long. See, when you get big time like JR, oh, ladies and gentlemen, you know, you got to make appointments. So I got to call your assistant, get crayon in. You know, they can pencil me in. You know, I mean, look, man, I'm going to try to scrape up some money. We can try to go to Nobu or whatever restaurant you want to go to when you're in L.A., man. I'm going to try to get some Groupons together.
Oh, boy. You know, I walk down alleys where I'm not supposed to be. Quite the opposite. Hey, Nick, always a pleasure, man. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Appreciate you, man. Great work, man.
No doubt about it. A big shout-outs and much love to my main man, Nick Hamilton, out in Los Angeles with Nightcast Media. Always good to see. I haven't seen Nick. I tried to see him in December. I tried November. It doesn't matter. So I tried to see him at the end of last year. I'll see Nick soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, yeah, this Phillies, Dodgers, it's a toss-up. I'm going to go with the Dodgers. Well, my people in Philly are going to try to rip me to shreds about that one, but I got to call it how I see it. You got a guy named Shohei Ohtani who's going to win another MVP. You got all those other bats there. I don't know. Kyle Schwarber is going to have to carry them on his side. Yeah, there's a lot. I'm going to go with Los Angeles on that end. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's talk about some of the other matchups on the other side of the break before we get into some more football. Right now on the Infinity Sports Network, it's time for a news flash. Here he is, Rich Ackerman.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, thank you so much to Nick Hamilton calling us up from Los Angeles. Nightcast Media covers all things Dodgers and Chargers and Lakers and everything LA. Thank you for coming through and giving us an education about these Dodgers. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. If you missed our conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I'm going to get to the phone lines in a second. Speaking of the Dodgers, let's take a listen to their manager, Dave Roberts, He was asked by the media, well, how far can your team go? Let's just say he didn't say we're going to lose tomorrow.
I think we can win it all. I think we're equipped to do that. We certainly have the pedigree. We certainly have the hunger. We're playing great baseball. And in all honesty, I don't care who we play. I just want to, you know, be the last team standing.
Now, well, yeah, you got to take on the Phillies. What does their manager, Rob Thompson, think about taking on the Dodgers?
Well, you know, they are the world champions. And I think there's a buzz every year that we come into this thing. Is there more this year? I don't know, because we haven't really dealt with anything yet. But as the series goes on, I think the buzz will increase. But, you know, I think both these clubs are really matched up well. Good starting pitching. Got a lot of thump in both lineups and very veteran groups. So I think they'll be able to handle it.
And this is the part that really, really sucks. We're only getting 5 games because this is the divisional round. Man, this is the type of thing that we need to see in the NLCS and not the NLDS. Like, we need to see them going blow for blow. Forget 10 rounds, 12-round fights. We need to throw it back to 15 rounds. We need to get everything that we can out of this one. It really sucks. Let's be real. Whoever wins this series, I believe it'll be L.A., between the Dodgers and the Phillies, they're going to be favorites over Chicago and Milwaukee. And maybe Milwaukee will beat the living hell out of Chicago, bludgeon them in a baseball way. And let's keep in mind, and by the way, this will be the first game tomorrow. Chicago at Milwaukee will be the first one. It'll also be the return of Craig Counsell. You might recall he left Milwaukee to go and coach or manage the Cubs. He went after that check. He went to get that money. I know they're going to boo the living hell out of this man, this turncoat. Listen to what Craig Counsell had to say about facing his former team.
They've had the best team in baseball this year. You know, they feel like they have a chance to play in the World Series with this team. So they're rested. It's going to be a great atmosphere. It's Cubs Brewers. That's going to be, you know, as good as it gets. It's always a great atmosphere when the two teams play each other. We'll try to get as many Cubs fans in there as we can. They won't like that. But it's going to be a fun atmosphere. I know that.
They don't like you. They don't like you there. They don't. Well, damn it, that was rather civil. What about Christian Yelich? How do you feel about, you know, Craig Counsell coming back? Are you going to be a mean you-know-what about it?
It'll be fine. You know, a lot of our team, probably half of our guys, maybe more than half, didn't play for Counts. You know, there's only a few guys left, and it's still baseball. You know, like, managers put players in positions that they think they're going to be successful in, and that's it. You know, it's not like it's different than other sports. You know, it's not like Counts has exotic blitz packages or, you know, has a good play action pass game or anything like that that's going to, you know, make it difficult on us. I have a lot of respect for him. I think, you know, he's great at what he does. But, yeah, you know, we're not going to have to worry about the too high safety look from Counts. So.
Well, look at Christian Yelich. Oh, he talks some NFL football there. How about that? I guess he's been in Milwaukee long enough. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Uh-oh. Dan is calling from Wisconsin. I don't know how this one is going to go. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Dan, what's up?
JR, just love your show. You led me right into this.
Uh-oh.
A lot of Milwaukee fans are not, and you mentioned this, Philly fans. When the boos, unbelievable boos rain down, Mr. Counsell was Mr. Milwaukee. He said, I'm going to be a brewer for the rest of my life. He grew up in Wisconsin, little education, just like your last interview. Craziest batting stance. He's got 2 rings, by the way. So it wasn't that. As a player, he's got 2 rings.
Yeah, I remember him in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And middle of the night, it was a contract year. He didn't get give the owner a chance to even counter. He said, I'm going to Cubs.
Yeah.
And he said that, I'm a lifetime Milwaukee guy. His dad was in media for Milwaukee. There's pictures of him when he's 8 years old with Brewer players. We were all like, you know what? We love this guy. Even if he doesn't win at all, we get it. We're a small market. We get it. But we love you. And all of a sudden, he's just, oh, I'm no longer a Milwaukee guy. And he hasn't even explained it.
So let me ask you this. When and how is he going to get booed? Just in introductions? Like, when are you booing the guy? When he steps
anytime he's on the field.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be just. He's coming to pull a picture.
Yes.
Yeah, you're a national show. I just want people to go, we're not Philly fans. It's not about just you switch the club. You are basically Milwaukee Brewers Judas.
Ooh.
You're Judas.
Damn. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's that big.
Well, are you gonna go? Are you gonna go to any of the games?
I'm gonna put in for the next one, but
oh, okay.
It's almost. Yeah, I knew they were gonna play the Cubs. I knew it.
Enjoy it. I'll put it to you this way: Milwaukee hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but based on their pitching staff. I feel any overall team. I feel good about Milwaukee moving on and then getting smashed by either the Dodgers or the Phillies. Sorry.
Yeah, I get it.
Well, don't throw anything too bad at the TV. Yes, what?
What was great this year? What's that wrestler, that WWE guy that does the shake in front of his hand like you don't see me?
Oh, John
Cena. That was their thing this year. Yeah, that was their thing this year. They'd get a hit and then be like three runs of scored.
You can't
it's
see
like
me.
You don't see us.
Okay. And when you started talking about wrestlers shaking things, I was like, whoa, where is Dan going? I don't know no wrestlers shaking nothing.
Rikishi.
Hey, Dan, what did you say, boxer?
Rikishi.
So what?
Rikishi? Bro, what? You guys don't know who Rikishi is?
Shaking what?
Oh, you know.
Shakes his hand in front of his face.
Oh, that's.
That's a lot more G.
Oh, he puts his ass to people's. I remember him.
Yeah.
Is that there's
a
lot of
thing this year. Like you don't see him. Okay.
Well, I'm happy they're doing that instead of shaking ass on the base paths. Okay. Well, thank you, Dan. Appreciate you for calling from Wisconsin. Don't throw nothing at the TV. Okay.
No, I won't. I just want everybody to know the boo. We're not Philly fans.
Okay.
We would have been great with him.
Nothing is going to get thrown onto the field and whatnot. No green objects.
You never know.
You're right about that. All right, Dan, thank you so much. We'll catch you soon, okay?
Yep.
All right, no problem. Shout outs to Dan. Yeah. Rikishi. I was like, who? Yeah, I know him. What type of wrestling move is putting on a thong and putting your big ass in a man's face? What type of wrestling move is that?
Good one. It's got famous, didn't it?
It's a good move?
Yeah.
Did he hurt people with it or did he repulse them?
He put them to sleep. It stank and it smothered them. They couldn't breathe.
Somebody fell asleep with an ass in their face?
Yes. And then he danced after the match. That's even like the double worse.
All right. Yeah. There's so many ways I can go with this, but I think the best way is for me to just exit stage left. Okay. It's big ass put people to sleep. I guess it does. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, Craig Council. Yeah, he got beef. Speaking of beef, bratwurst. There's a lot of meat in Wisconsin. Yeah, there's a lot of meat, a lot of beef. Craig Council is bringing it up from Chicago. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about beef. Beef in the WNBA. These women are beefing. They hate the commissioner. The commissioner just spoke to the media. Does the commissioner hate the players back? Oh, we're going to hear from her. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.